This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Power plants and air regulators are working through the implications of a new court ruling this morning. The decision shot down an air pollution rule from the Environmental Protection Agency. Now regulators have to go back to the drawing board. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has that story.
A federal appeals court ruled the EPA overstepped its authority to regulate power plants. The issue is pollutants linked to asthma and health disease. When the wind blows, people downwind suffer. So EPA tried to force polluters upwind to buy smokestack controls or to run less often.
The court found that EPA had required too much pollution reduction from those power plants.
That's John Walk at the Natural Resources Defense Council. EPA says the rule would have cost industry almost $1 billion to comply, but it tallied nearly $300 billion in health benefits. Still, industry fought it and won. So now an older rule applies, but a court has found that too soft. Hello, Goldilocks?
EPA has been whipsawed between two court decisions now, one in 2008 ruling that EPA had not done enough to protect the public, and one that EPA had done too much to protect the public.
EPA can go back to court or craft a new rule. Either way, many think a number of coal plants may close anyway, due to competition from natural gas. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.